From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The government reports today consumer prices shot up last month at the fastest pace in nearly 3 years, or since right after Hurricane Katrina. The surge is blamed partly on higher energy prices, more than partly, mostly, really. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, how about some price comparisons for us, an idea of how much more we're paying for things this year?
Alex, there's a new report out from the Center for American Progress, and it says the estimated total cost of a 4th of July barbecue for 20 family members driving 30 miles round trip rose to $262.34 this year. That's up more than 8% from last year and 47% higher than 2000. And listen up, everybody, the price of that six-pack of beer you might need to get along with your mother-in-law at that reunion, that's up. A Budweiser six-pack was $3.92 last year. This year, it'll cost you a buck more, Alex.
Well, okay, no more Buds for me. What can the government do to fight inflation aside from cutting back on the Budweiser?
Well, usually, Alex, the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates. And the way that works is it makes it more expensive for us to borrow money to buy things. So demand is lower and prices stay the same or they actually fall. I talked about this with Argus Research Chief Economist Richard Yamarone, and he says the Fed can't really increase interest rates right now because that would actually make the credit crunch a lot worse.
You need lower interest rates to facilitate home sales and home purchases. And unfortunately, higher rates wouldn't do that any good. I really do think that the Fed is absolutely powerless in this situation.
But the Fed does have other ways of controlling inflation other than interest rates, right?
Alex, it's pretty depressing, but Yamarone says no. Interest rates are the only tool the Fed actually has. Now, the federal government could institute wage and price controls. We did try that back in the 1970s. Another economist I talked to today reminded me that that didn't work very well. Global Insight economist Ken Boschman says there was a shortage of gas back then. Refineries made less gas because the government forced them to keep prices low.
Probably the starkest image, at least in some people's minds, are gasoline lines, cars queued up around the block, people waiting for gas for 2 to 3 hours, maybe even longer than that.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is back before Congress today, testifying before the House. What more is he saying about inflation?
Well, Alex, Bernanke talked about rising food and energy prices. He said inflation has remained high. And to quote him, he said inflation seems likely to move temporarily higher in the near term.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.